It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning. This is the Grillin' Guys. I'm Barbecue Bob.
And I'm Hopman Joppy.
And that's H-O-P, as in hops in the beer, right?
You got it, baby. It's not hot.
I mean, I don't know. Sometimes, you know, people make comments about you that you're hot.
Yeah, well, good morning. It's Saturday morning, and we're the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL.
That's right. This is a show that's all about barbecue. It's about grilling. It's about your back deck. Just the kind of things that you go through on your deck and experiences, maybe a little beer, maybe a glass of wine from time to time, maybe romancing your wife. I think next week we're going to talk about romancing the wife. I got somebody coming in next week that's kind of cool.
Yeah, Valentine's Day is coming, and we could grill up a little something special.
That's right. But we're here every Friday and Saturday. We're here every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, WBBL 107.3, and it's now the station that's where Barbecue Bob lives. That's why they named it WBBL.
Yeah, exactly.
Just for us. So, anyway, I am pretty passionate about grilling. I have many grills.
Yeah, we do. And the cool part is we're getting more all the time.
Yeah.
So new techniques, new equipment, it's always good, man.
Yeah. And basically live out in Lowell, have a bunch of kids, live out in a little van down by the river, and like to hunt and fish. And kill things and put them on the grill. And sometimes they turn out pretty good.
Speaking of which, did you grill anything this week, Bob?
Well, I did. Grilled a bunch this week for some reason. The big event was at Impact Church Monday night, and you blew me off.
Yeah, I know. We were supposed to be there as a team, and I got work. That thing called work got in the way. You know, y'all never let that happen because grilling's a heck of a lot more fun than it is working.
Well, this was totally cool. We had about 200 guys show up for the men's annual steak night, and since I got roped into helping them last year, everybody bailed this year. So it was Greg Mosier and myself. Basically, I had my big good one trailer unit out there.
Yeah, you built both the
Lone Star charcoal grill on it. And the smoker, and I had my Tech infrared G-Sport, and I had just kind of set up in a circle. We got there early, cut up. Oh, we had, I'm thinking, like 25 loins.
Yeah, beef loins, right?
Yeah.
You're making strip steaks.
We did New York strips, cut them at about an inch thick.
Ooh.
Carved a bunch of the fat off them, just trimmed them up beautifully. And I'll tell you what, we rubbed them in olive oil. Put just some salt and pepper and a few little seasonings, nothing secret, and just flashed them real quick on that open charcoal grill.
When you say flashed them, what do you mean? You just seared them a little bit?
Seared them, yeah. Put them on for about maybe 2 minutes on each side. Had the coal bed nice and high. Had the Tech infrared cranked right up to 1600 degrees.
So 1600. What's that do to a steak, man?
Oh, it sears it beautifully.
Awesome.
Cauterized the open ends of that vein, and we seared them up. Did a couple minutes on each side, and we threw them in that big good one smoker.
That thing's got like 4 or 5 levels of racks in it, doesn't it? And those racks are like 4 foot square.
They're probably around 5 square feet each, and so we had probably 100 in the smoker, and then we just started grilling the rest of them and managed to feed those 180 to 190 guys right on time.
7 o'clock. You had 200 steaks ready to go. Yep. And they were done medium rare just right, man.
It was amazing.
Unbelievable.
So if you ever need to do a bunch of them, it's okay to just sear them off, throw them in the smoker, or maybe an oven if you don't have a smoker. But if you don't have a smoker, go down to Zager's and get a good one. You have to have a good one. I've smoked on too many of them. There's a reason we like that one, other than they're one of our sponsors. The reason they're a sponsor is because we all have their products.
That's
right. We love them.
They work. They're an incredible machine.
It's crazy. It's crazy to don't waste your money on anything else because you'll just see your neighbor with a good one and then you'll have grill envy.
Yeah, and that's what we're all about, man, is creating a little grill envy, isn't it?
It is, yeah, but you want to create it. You don't want to possess it.
Yeah. So what else happened this week, man?
Well, I guess, you know, most of us have been kind of wrapped up in that Arizona tragedy.
Yeah, that's a mess, isn't it? One wacko. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Man, this dude, it's you know, it's fortunate that there were a few people on the site that, you know, helped out, but terrible tragedy.
You gotta love the guy that's married over 50 years to his bride and throws himself on top of her and takes the bullet. Literally, it's a tragedy, but it's a love story all at the same time, man. That's a cool dude. That is a cool dude.
Well, and the little the heartbreaker is the little 9-year-old girl.
Right. Yeah, she had her whole life ahead of her. And,
she's just a doll, and you know, she's 9 years old, just a kid.
Yeah.
This federal judge. Yeah.
Yep. Had a great career.
Not cool.
Yeah.
But one whack job, and you know, now a bunch of gun haters are going to run around trying to blame somebody other than this nut.
Right.
The guy's a loon.
Yep.
He's
I mean,
freak.
You know, the system is crazy, and you can't sort out everybody.
No.
But boy, you know, when one of these things happens like this, and they start digging back into somebody's past, there's definite patterns when this stuff is happening.
The dude's ready for some salt water, a couple straps, and the tongue tab. You know.
Yep.
About
exactly.
5,000 volts, and get him gone.
Yeah, but the system will work on that for the next 15 years, and we'll all support it. But
no, it's too bad.
You know, enough with that. But anyway, what else we got going on today?
Oh.
Man?
We had the big winner last week, which was Leslie Murphy Strunk from Rockford. I hope she's listening because we're going to have her call in later. She came out and picked up her beautiful Cherokee Tech infrared tailgate grill, and she was just like a little girl, just jumping up and down. Of course, I mean, who wouldn't? That's a gorgeous grill.
Well, in the presence of Barbecue Bob or just over the grill?
Just over the grill.
Oh, okay. All right. I just want to make sure.
No. The other part's no big thrill.
Right.
But we did take a little picture of her, me giving her the grill, just out in my driveway.
Sure.
And it's on the website if you want to go to thegrillingguys.com. You can no longer sign up for that grill. So the sign-up box on the website is really there to get your email address so we can send you our newsletter, which our first one is about half done. We're not really... This show's taken so much to just start off that we're a little bit behind on the newsletter. But when we have something really important to tell you, we'll finish it.
Coming up in our segments, we're going to have some grilling tips on cold weather. We want you all to be out there using those grills, not looking at them on your deck. And there's some tips that we have to make winter grilling a little bit better. We got a guest coming in the next segment, the Sandman, Randall Sandifer from Sandman's Barbecue here in Grand Rapids, award-winning guy. He's on his way. He's called. He's a little confused on where we're at, but so are we sometimes. So sounds like he might be getting close, and we'll have.
He's in the house.
He's in the house? Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. So we'll have him up in the next segment.
If you've ever eaten at the Sandman's, which we have, you know who Randall is.
Yeah, we took a field trip last week after the show and went down there and talked with him, and he threw some vittles in front of us that were unbelievable, and we're going to talk to him a little bit about those when he gets in here.
We have the top three grilling tips coming up. You know, what we're all about here is we want to raise your BBQ IQ. That's what we want to do.
That's right. That's a Barbecue Bob term.
No,
that's a scale.
I stole it.
That's a scale that only Bob knows how to set the curve on.
No, I stole it. I'm just not that bright, and most people have figured it out.
So we're going to go down to Texas, too, aren't we, and talk
a little
Texas barbecue. We've got a guy coming on. We got Chris Marks from The Good One. He's a world champion barbecuer, and he's going to talk to us about a cool Kansas City Barbecue Society 25th anniversary competition.
He's out there right now. So is Rob Russell.
Okay.
Yep. They're probably sleeping in right about now because I'm sure they were hooting all night.
Yeah. Could be. But you know, we're going to go to the wine cellar, right? We're going to the wine cellar. We got the guys. Kenny Peterson's going to be calling in. Little man law segment. So we got a lot going on today.
We do. And to close the show today, we're going to have a cool closing. We've got a local musician who lives in Grand Rapids, somebody that grew up in West Michigan. I knew him in high school. His name is Keith Ricker. He has been unemployed for a while, and he's been a salesman about as long as I can know. And, you know, he's had some great jobs in the last couple years. If you're 50 years old, dude, nobody wants to hire you because you're just spent.
So I got that to look
guy they
to.
Can get for $8 an hour, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So he's been looking hard and trying to start businesses and stuff, and he's out there banging it. But I told him to forget looking for jobs because he has probably got some of the best fingers on a guitar you will ever hear. And somebody needs to pick this guy up and put him on some soundtracks because he can flat out play. Oh, my gosh. So you're going to hear some of his finger licks coming up in a song that he's titled Unemployed Blues.
By Keith Ricker. It's awesome.
It's funny. He did the whole thing himself. He laid down all the tracks.
Hey, if you've grilled anything out there, if you've grilled anything over the last couple of weeks that turned out just fantastic or you ran into a problem, give us a call. We'd like to talk to you. The hotline is 1-800-785-1073. We're the Grilling Guys on WBBL 107.3.
That's right. So coming up now, we're going to talk with Randall Sanifer, and we want to lay out some barbecue from Grand Rapids that is going to blow your mind. You know, we always talk about Kansas City. We talk about all these places. We're going to jet out to Texas this morning a little bit and talk to somebody from Texas. But actually, you've got some world-class barbecue right here in your town.
You do?
Yeah.
It's amazing. We went over and spent a couple hours with Randall, like I said, after the show last week. And he threw down some stuff that was just unbelievable. Makes his own sauces there, sells them locally in some of the stores, and we're going to chat with him a little bit about that, where y'all can get that. If you have not been to his store, you got to go. He'll be on the next segment.
Yeah, it's at 1200 Wealthy, and right on the corner. It's an old gas station on the southeast corner there, 1200. And were you shocked? I mean, I've eaten there for years, and I took a hot man down there last week because I said, dude, you got to check out this guy's. He's making some killer barbecue. They make all their sauce, and we're going to show you how to get that sauce right at the shop there or buy it online.
It's best when he's already put it together on something. That's when it's good, because you can go and do pickup there, or you can eat there.
Yeah.
He's got this gig called Soul Food Sundays.
That's right.
And we're going to talk to him a little bit about that, too. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm a lowlight with Bob, and I ate some things down there last weekend that I'd never eaten before. And, you know, if you've not had the opportunity to experience something like that, you're a little skeptical on when you're eating rib tips and you're wondering, man, what are these things? They look like something that should have been thrown in the waste can off the chopping block. But, oh, no, he took in those and turned those into an amazing little tidbit.
Yeah, we just have to get down there for Soul Food Sunday here, because that's going to be an experience. I pride myself on trying food from all around the world, and I can honestly say I have never had chitlins.
Right. Yeah, and that was the thing. It says chitterlings on the menu, and I'm like, what is a chitterling? And then he said chitlin. Okay, I get it. Yeah, so you just got to know the vernacular, right?
That's right. Also do some local food from other restaurants. Last night I checked out Deer Run Country Club. They had a fish fry.
Okay. Oh, was it grilled fish?
They had baked fish and deep fried fish, and they had a band out there that was kick butt.
Do you remember their name or no?
You know, no, I don't.
Okay. That's fine.
I think we'd have to blame something.
Yep.
But we're going to take a little break, and we're going to come back with Randall. It's the Grilling Guys radio program. I'm Barbecue Bob, and we have the Hot Man Hop Man. It's Saturday morning. Fire up your grill.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.